recording now?
No, it's recording straight away.
Yeah, the moment.
Well, people, this people, this is one of the podcasts that is not nominated for The Walking Dead. You know, there's like 18 other fucking Walking Dead podcasts.
Three of them. There's three of them. Isn't that ridiculous?
Three of them.
There's 18 of them that got nominated. And they couldn't make room for 19.
I want to hear them now. I want to hear how good these shows are. Because if they're being nominated over stuff that we do, and we got some serious fucking issues, all those... Oh, but did you see the people nominated? You had Russell Crowe and Egon Spengler, and they were reading the wrong fucking categories out and everything.
Oh, my God.
And then telling us who should be nominated? Motherfuckers. No idea.
They just wanted to hear themselves, because for them to get on the screen, have that bootleg PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, my God. That was shit was made in Mario Paint, I'm telling you.
Hey, we have an engineer. Hey, we want him to work hard, you know, so we're going to put it out one at a time as a surprise. So you can hear our boring-ass voices for a whole fucking 2 hours.
What gives them the right to say who's nominated and who's not? I mean, they said there were 6,000 nominations. 6,000. Now, are they going to listen to every one of them? Fuck no. So that is bullshit. They wouldn't have even listened to I guarantee you they skipped Fire It Up. I guarantee you they didn't want to hear that shit.
I thought Fire It Up was called Flame On.
Flame On, yeah.
Part of the gay podcast.
Part of the gay podcast. I actually nominated in the gay and lesbian podcast just to see what would happen.
They probably thought it was Fire It Up. That's why they won.
God, you imagine if that was Flame On, or it was a Flame On, or whatever it was actually Fire It Up and we didn't know it.
Do you see that? Do tell me you see that fucking It Goes Movie Spoilers podcast, the Rooster Teeth screenplay podcast, right after ours? That means we're beating out Rooster Teeth right now.
Oh, it doesn't mean you're beating them. Doesn't mean shit.
Well, didn't we end it up as number one?
Yeah, but that's when they read. Yeah, but that's when they read them out. So I don't know if that means that's. Because look what Film Sack was, and that's still fucking won last year.
Fuck Film Sack. I see that bitch right there.
He's there.
Film Sack.
If P1 loses twice to him, I think he's going to kill the motherfucker there and there.
And then the motherfucker of the site, they're going to say, oh, we're going to describe every podcast for this whole entertainment. We're like the Oscars. They get to move there to like hour 3.5. And they're like,
but that's what P1 said on the show, and I would have loved to have seen if Darkness or Fire It Up was nominated, to see them describe the show, because I don't know how in the hell they possibly could have described it.
I don't know.
Yes, people, this is the true one and only Walking Dead podcast. Only one. Because,
you know, fuck the Walking Dead cast. Fuck the fucking Talking Dead fucking podcast. Those bitches ain't shit.
But P1 is right, though. We haven't really got a name for this one. We just call it the Walking Dead podcast, the Walking Dead recap. So he's like, yeah, we probably didn't get nominated because we just changed the title of it all the time. Which is probably a good point.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's still better than fucking Irish and Celtic music podcast. What the fuck is that?
That's my favorite. My favorite. Listen to that shit all the time. That's okay. I will have a little beef for this very quickly. I hate podcast shows. You see them on Podomatic and shit that just play music. That's it. And to me, that is not entertainment. That is literally, I could do that right here and play all my fucking soundtracks and be the most downloaded podcast, but that's just shit. Entertainment and work is what needs to be nominated, not just people playing random crap. Or you want, I'll start singing it on every show and just see what happens. Actually, no, not a good idea. And if you're wondering too where P1 is, he is, of course, out getting shit-faced drunk with his partner in crime, Mr. Cody Williams, because, as I said, they're living it up, they're having fun, and good on them, because those two motherfuckers worked their asses off to get what they did, and congratulate, and let's just hope Film Sack beats them, because I would love to see P1 lose his shit again. Especially after last year, where he was so confident, sending me a message like an hour before, you know, I'm confident about this one, I think it's good, I think we're good. An hour later, motherfucker.
He's like, yeah, man, I'm confident, man. You know, we already took down Spill, so Spill is out. It's not there anymore.
Well, I tell you,
people should win.
He's got to win. This year, we've got to make sure he can win this thing, because then...
Yeah, he got to this year.
He does deserve it. He's worked his ass off together, so... He's so proud to be nominated for this shit, so... Hopefully next year, we can all get many other shows friggin' nominated and get our shit together. But at the moment...
I'm stealing ideas from other people's shows. I'm going to do a straight steal. I'm doing it.
That's the way.
Donovan Brothers gonna have a whole new format. A format that I stole from someone else.
Well, no, I've already said that P1, which is true, and I think he wants to do this, is venture into more of a YouTube thing as well. Start doing more videos and shit like that.
I've been saying
that
for 6 years, man.
Oh, 6 years. We haven't even been doing it for 6 years, Adam. But yes, people, Walking Dead. I have no idea what the hell this episode's called, but Sammy, this is usually your area because you know this shit better than anyone else.
It's called Remember, Wayne.
Remember, like, I remember how boring this episode was.
What?
It was boring.
Wow,
it wasn't that boring.
It was like watching Big Brother. People in a house just sitting around doing nothing.
This was like one of the best Walking Deads I've seen.
What? What?
Yeah, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
I hope you're joking. Seriously.
No. I actually enjoyed this episode of Walking Dead.
Okay, you find The Hobbit boring, which is camping. And this is people sitting in a house doing bloody chain.
They're the house.
Like it because they had running water.
Yes, exactly.
But Sammy wouldn't have liked it because then Rick got to shave his lovely beard, which I was so happy to see.
Everything about this episode just hurt Samantha, which made me love him more.
It did.
He shaved
I was going to say, the moment he was shaving his beard, I actually thought of Sammy going, oh, she's going to be pissed now. And then he's getting the haircut, I'm like, oh, Rick's back, finally. And I was like, oh, Sammy's going to be pissed.
Like, oh, he looks like a bootleg Loki.
He looks like my cousin, Richard.
Yeah, he does look like Richard.
He does. He actually does look. Especially when he had the long hair with the when he shaved the beard at first. I'm like, fuck, he looks like my cousin.
That beard. That was awesome. Then they got pulled out. They were trying to get domesticated and everything. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a wonderful episode.
I like what they're doing, but it's like you got to have something to it. Daryl's just walking around like, nope, I'm not going to assimilate. Nope, I'm just going to sit here and mope.
We have always said Daryl is a wild dog, okay? So, him to act the way he acts, it didn't change anything with Derek's character.
But he's the way he's acting is like, a little kid having their toy taken away.
He's a wild dog. Okay?
I understand him being animal. Yeah, but him being on edge and not trusting, I get. But it's such an obvious the way he's doing it. I'm like, fuck sakes, man. Just try.
I don't see any difference, honestly. I do not see any difference of how he acted from the beginning of this season to now.
Oh, there's a big difference.
I think, if anything, it's being amplified more because, you know, you see an actual thing for him to rebel against.
Yeah, but I would like the idea of him trying to assimilate, realizing he doesn't belong in this world, that he actually does belong in the zombie world. He belongs out there with the walkers, and he does. He doesn't belong in a community with people. You can see that.
Yeah, because he's a dog, Wayne.
He's a dog.
He's always been a dog.
Rick's dog.
He's not a dog. What it is he doesn't trust them, and he doesn't know what he wants, because honestly, up until the fucking zombie apocalypse, he kind of was...
He's a nobody.
Waste.
Yeah, he's a nobody. Yeah, and he even said that.
And now he's somebody. He's important. People look to him to help them and feed people. He's fed the group single-handedly how many times?
Yeah. He belongs. He's a loner.
He's like a lassie. You know, a lassie to go out there and get his hunts in and protect his pride. So, yeah.
Well,
like I've always said,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like to be thought of useless, so I don't know if you guys can chime in on that, because I've always been very useful in my life.
Oh, you're calling us useless. Calling us useless, ain't it?
Well, you guys can't even get our fucking podcast nominated. What the fuck? What are you good for?
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I am a pretty useless person. I won't argue with that. I won't argue with that at all.
I know, we're all useless. That's why we're here and not out there drinking with P1. So there you go.
I live on the other side of the planet, so it's going to be hard for me to drink over there.
Are you kidding me? Right now I'm currently fucking running for director of equity in my fucking college. I'm useless? Shut up.
Yeah. What an ego. What an ego.
Yeah, I think that's useless. That's worthless degree.
It's a worthless degree.
But anyway, this episode.
I think we're all useless, but together
useless degree? Useless degree? Says the fucking man in what? Has what? Political fucking science? Shut up.
Yeah, it makes me want to analyze all the other shit out there. That's why I'm suggesting shit. And well, every reason, gave me a lot of money, got me in debt just to realize everything else is bullshit.
I will tell you this, all the grease, all they're good for is toilet paper. That's it.
Grease?
But they're expensive toilet paper.
And Rick could use that because he's dirty motherfucker until he ate out of the shower.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't need the toilet paper because they got paper towel. They had Charmin Ultra. They had the good paper towels.
You actually noticed that shit.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love that they got pulled out of the forest. I love they got pulled down out of the...
Now I know why you like this episode, because you're sick of them camping, so you want to say, oh, my God.
Is that it, CJ? You don't want to see them fucking camping anymore? You don't want to see them fucking roughing it like you're supposed to in the pocket?
No.
The apocalypse?
No. I don't want to see nothing.
I'm more pissed at one thing. How dare they show Rick having a shower and not Maggie? All right, that is just that is wrong.
It's a good time.
Oh, I knew, yeah, I knew you fucking. Was, I could hear
that again and again.
I could hear Sammy from bloody Australia. Tell you.
Yeah, fucking gift that shit right now. I'll be like, yes, please.
Nah.
All right, sorry.
No. Maggie didn't have a single line this episode. Did you notice that?
No, I noticed that. That's why I didn't like it. Did not like it. No Maggie, no care.
No. Sasha didn't, Eugene didn't, Rosita didn't, fucking what's-his-name didn't.
And it was a good thing, too, because this was more focusing on the, trying to get all that, the story about what's going on at this new place. What's the name of this place, Samantha?
Alexandria.
And I really love the character that they brought in, what's her name?
You loved her that much, you can't even remember her name.
Yeah, I did.
What's her name, Samantha? CJ? What's
and
her
I
name?
I'm going to ask you, Samantha. This is your job.
Nicholas,
this is what you're useful for.
Yeah. Oh, this is what I'm useful for? Yeah. Her name is Deanna Monroe.
Yeah, CJ. Say her name.
Monroe. I love this woman. Like, she...
You like it just because she's domesticated. You like a white woman domesticated. You know that.
It's part of the assimilation, and that's what's wrong with you natives out there. You Wayne, Australian.
How am I a native?
You're on an island. You are a native.
I'm a native of Australia, yeah.
And they put you on an island and told you to act right.
Actually, yeah, because that really worked.
It did.
Oh my God, I love it. So I tweeted, I'm like, oh no, podcast awards have been finalized. It's on FilmSack, let's go.
Ooh.
Spoilers, kick in the ass, Cody W. and Jewelo, whatever you're fucking.
Yeah, that's a weird body. That's a weird little Twitter name for you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to tweet them. Oh,
awesome. I'm going to have to share that around. Declare the war. The war has begun.
Yeah, it's odd. As long as we beat fucking film balls, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but the good thing is if we lose, they just say, you know what, Cody and P1, you fucked up. You just didn't do it right.
Yeah,
if we win, we're like,
you
yeah.
Can say that.
Oh, no, look. I have a good feeling that they can take this one. I really do. Since Cody's kind of taken over the reins with the whole movie spoilers podcast show part, it's gone a lot better. And I really... Why the fuck are we talking about that shit anyway? This is Walking Dead.
Sorry. I tweeted it and somebody favorited it. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it won't be film suck, that's for sure. Film scrotum, whatever you
fucking
name.
Film fucking. Movie balls.
And people, if you are listening to this and you're thinking about voting from film suck, fucking cut your eyes out and your ears because you clearly have no fucking use for him because that show is horrible. And it is. And that's not even being... That is, even if they weren't nominated, I'll still say they suck. They're horrible. Yeah, but that's me.
I think every podcast that goes up this week is going to have about 15 minutes of shitting on FilmSack and then we get up to the normal.
Because have you listened to the show?
Oh, I've listened to it. It's
they're bad.
Terrible.
Thank you. That's my point.
Terrible.
It's like if they were really good, I could say, you know what?
Ugly webpage.
Yeah, like, okay, if you lost a rooster teeth, you'd say, you know what? At least they're a talented bunch of gods. Whatever.
Exactly.
But FilmSack, you're like, what the fuck? I lost to those fucking idiots? That site looks like... Anyone who saw the bloody podcast awards, that shit was made on bloody, you know, Mario Paint or whatever the fuck it was. FilmSack's website looks like it's made with the same thing, because it just doesn't look professional.
They probably made the same... They probably made the website.
They're not worth a kick in the ass site. It took me 5 minutes, and it looks like 5 minutes. These motherfuckers have all these fan base, and it looks like pure shit. I don't get it.
And they do a review like once every 3 months or something.
Yeah, and they get nominated. What a disgrace. Fire it up on them, CJ. Fire it up.
Jesus, I'm saying. They're just as bad as that. The people who are putting this thing together, too. You see the house? I'm like, golly, clean up the back of your house or something. Go in a secluded space. Don't have your mom in the background walking, cleaning up stuff.
cleaning up.
Oh, I was going to talk about The Walking Dead. I think, what? I can't remember anyone's mum walking in the background cleaning up. What the hell are you on about?
No. Okay, so back to The Walking Dead. So, yeah, we get introduced to the governor of this town.
Yeah, what's the name? What's the name?
Samantha, that's what Samantha for.
Yo, I just fucking said it.
I do forget it, though.
That's fine, but I don't know people's names.
I couldn't tell you a name.
The way that she comes...
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you know P1's name.
Oh, yeah, the Joker's name.
Jerome.
Yeah.
Anyway, the way that this lady comes and interviews all the members and records it, you know, she you really do believe that she's there trying to start something, trying to start a new beginning with the people. She kind of knows what's coming to the end. So that's why she is trying to recruit these guys to help out. I mean, she already talked about how they watched them for a while. She's not stupid. She knows that there are people out there that will probably like take over the place or something. But she knows she needs more stability at her ranch, whatever you want to call this.
The ranch, compound.
I don't know.
Area.
Yeah. Well, is it a good?
So I haven't read the comics. So, Sammy, you would know. Is this bitch trustworthy or not trustworthy?
Alexandria,
no, I meant the bitch leading it.
See, I don't know, because I didn't read very far into, like, I read a little bit into Alexandria, and that's where I kind of stopped reading, so I can't really tell you.
I wouldn't trust it.
I know this is the longest time that they're going to have somewhere to stay.
Oh, you know, so they're going to bore me to death now.
Well, staying in the house. I don't think so, because... we already see two types of conflicts that happen. One conflict is between Glenn and that asshole who was like, "Hey man, come on, let's tie up a zombie. You know, it ate my friend, so I want to torture this thing instead of just killing it like a normal human being would."
Yeah, that kind of annoyed me though.
I can't wait till they get theirs. That's one thing that I enjoyed about it. I mean, he got in Glenn's face and Glenn like didn't back down, and then Glenn knocked his ass out. So, and they were right. They were right to do it. Why should they play around with that? They should not play. That's why their friend got killed. Not because of that zombie, because they were being stupid.
Well, see, I'm still wondering, where the hell is Morgan? Is he still walking after him? Because I haven't seen him for fucking ages.
I don't know where Morgan is.
They'll probably show that at the end of the show or something like that. Like an end of the season. I don't even think you should worry about it.
Yeah, but I want to see his character. Give us a spin-off with him or something.
Okay, wait.
A spin-off of the Morgan character. That'd be interesting.
Anyway, the other conflict that we see on this episode, too, is did you guys notice that the neighbor, he was like, "Hey, how you doing? My wife cut your hair."
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's pissed off. He was jealous of Rick and haircut.
I'm like, wow, that's what you open up with?
Yeah, there's no hello. It's, you know, my wife cut your hair and shaved your beard. Oh, fucking piss. Yeah, whatever. And he's sitting in the shadows and shit in the darkness. Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't in darkness.
I'm 100% certain if you had a girlfriend and you found out she cut and shaved another dude, you'd be like, what the fuck?
It's not just shaving his balls.
Right.
that'd be a bit different.
But, you know, she's touching him in a way that's considered a little bit more intimate than, like, you know, hey, how are you?
And that's like, something that he need to bring up to his woman, then. Why is his woman cutting this dude hair? Like, why are you cutting his hair?
I don't know why she's fucking cutting his hair. She fucking exactly. is, though.
Exactly.
I don't know, maybe because Rick's a fucking sexy motherfucker? What? Maybe that's it? Like...
Where are these wolves? That's what I'm waiting to see, too. They keep always mentioning these wolves and shit, and nothing, they're still not here.
The wolves.
I want these wolves.
God. Wayne, so, you say you don't do shit. You say you don't do shit online. Right now, literally just now, he posts a fucking picture to my Facebook.
I thought you'd like that photo.
Love with this photo. It is a picture of Rick, and it says R.I.P. Rick's beard, season 2 to season 5.
And he looks R. so R. disappointed. I'm actually, because I've got the episode of the things you might have missed in that episode, and the first thing that comes up is that photo. Rest in peace, Rick's beard.
Oh, I miss Rick's beard.
There was a cast member that died.
I miss it. It was so nice. Why did he fucking shave it? There's no reason why he needed to get
because he's like a dirty bastard, that's why.
He had lice and dirt.
And yeah, say, I think that's where that gun went missing, was in his beard. He just didn't notice. Yeah, that shit's just big. I felt so... Because I actually forgot what he fucking looked like until he shaved the beard. I'm like, oh, God, man, you look so much different.
And he had to shave that beard because he was going on a job interview. So.
Oh, yeah, and they had a cop uniform waiting for him. What the hell was with that?
Let's not nitpicking on this because we already see the people from that place got clean clothes. So, and it makes sense for them to have clean clothes here. So, that's fine.
Yeah, I trust them.
Yeah, and then, I mean, and we've seen other people who were cops still had their cop outfits intact.
In this world,
clothes do not get torn or tattered unless you stay in the group. If you're not in the group with Rick, then your clothes will be just fine.
Well, just like, and I'll tell you what, I've lost it all now for, what the, Carol. As soon as she changed that uniform, I was like, what the fuck, now you look like an old woman. Stop dressing like that. Even bloody Daryl pretty much said, you look fucking stupid. I'm like, good on you, Daryl. She did.
Daryl doesn't trust this. Daryl doesn't know, like, where he's going to fit in this community. Right?
He won't.
So, like, I understand.
He won't fit in.
He won't.
He'll fit on the front yard with a leash around his neck.
Just barking at walkers.
Yeah.
Well, he does not belong in that world. He knows he doesn't belong in it.
No, he knows.
It's like that.
And, you know what? And not only he knows, Carl knows. Carl even bring it up.
Yeah.
But you get this assurance from Rick saying that they're not going to get soft. You know, they're going to make sure that they stay hard. So I don't know what that means. That means
well, he's lost his beard. Like, he's lost his edge. I think he's soft now.
No, I think he's going to get a little crazier. I think that this is going to be a new Rick because he even said at the end of the show.
I love that.
Yeah. Like, if they're not ready, then...
We're going to take it.
You know? And you know what? And I can see Rick doing that. He'd probably, like, go sabotage the water supply or go do something. I don't know.
So he should.
You know what he said, right? Like, you can remember. Like, I don't know, CJ, are you currently watching this episode? I don't know if you
watched. No, I watched the whole episode, okay?
You watched the whole episode just now? Did you just finish?
Woman, I've been done for, like, all day.
Yeah, ten minutes ago.
Oh, okay. 10 minutes ago. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know who jumping around for you guys.
Jumping around? What?
Y'all haven't even stayed on topic once. Going back from Film Sack to Rick Beard of 2002.
Fuck Film Sack. R.I.P. Rick's beard.
That's the important part. That's the most important part of this. Out of all the people that have died this season, Sam is going to except for that beard going.
I am legitimately upset by that. Rick looks fucking sexy with that shit on. And why did he get rid of it? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
See, my mom was the opposite. My mom was actually, she never watches the show. But she saw that and she said, oh, he looks really good when he shaved the beard. I went, oh, yeah, Sammy wouldn't agree.
He looks okay. Like, he always looked okay. Yeah, he's an older dude. But.
Older dude, but he looks fucking heaps older with a beard.
No, he doesn't.
You look like you crawled out of Oscar the Grouch's fucking trash can.
This is not fire it up.
He looks like a hobo. You must have a thing for hobos.
She does.
So people, if you're a homeless bearded bastard in the middle of the street in somewhere in Canada, go and see Sammy because she'll take you.
And it's her birthday, so you can give her birthday licks.
Okay, so where were we? We were talking about where?
Rick's beard.
Rick's beard.
No, we were talking about how Rick doesn't really know, you know, he knows that he's going to take over, and he knows he's going to one day train this town, this city, or whatever. So, and if they're not up to snuff, he will do what he has to do.
Well, they just take over now. But they lost all their guns, too. All their firepower is gone. But Daryl got to keep his crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
And they never showed why, though.
I'm more scared of Daryl with a crossbow than, you know, anybody with a gun, to be honest.
I tell you, the one thing I'm more scared about, and I know I said to Carol how she changed the outfit shit, she is a lying shit. She's smart. When they, I noticed that. She's been interviewed. She's like, oh, yeah, I haven't got much use. You know, I just do laundry and all that. She's like, you cunning bitch. you're playing dumb. And I'm like, God damn, that's my woman. That's smart.
Exactly. You know. And, you know, I'm pretty sure the head lady, she's going to realize that.
I don't know, because she played it pretty fucking good. I'm like, oh, she's
That's
not-
why you recorded it. No, that's why she recorded. And like the poker player, as she said, she can read people. And poker players, they're good to read cues. They can. That's why she, you know, as a poker player, you can analyze your opponent. You can look at them and see, okay, this person lying because he's looking to the left. It's all about the movements. So this could have come back and haunted. She could have known that they're lying. She could have known who's telling the truth.
But Carol wasn't really lying. She was telling the truth from a certain point of view. Just
she knew she was holding something back. So like, I don't think she's gonna get away scot free. But it was smart that she was, you know, kind of playing it.
Oh, she still is. The way she's—you can tell even when she dressed and shit. Like Daryl said about, oh, you look stupid, shit. She probably knows. She probably doesn't feel comfortable being like that anymore. But to kind of be the spy in some weird way, she's not. She's not dumb. That woman. She knows what she's doing.
And the other lady's not dumb either.
Oh, I think she is.
She's not fooling the other lady too, so she can fool the people, but not the main person. Cause that woman's a badass. Love her.
Oh God, she's not a badass.
Whatever. Oh, see, when that strong women out there, then there you go, going and putting them down, Sammy. Putting them
Are
down.
Are you kidding me? I am absolutely 100%. I am 100% in love with who? Michonne, who is a badass bitch. Are you kidding me?
You can be badass without being a violent ogre.
Violent ogre? Is that a race thing, CJ? Do you not like black women?
Of course he doesn't.
I don't know. Ogre was associated with black people. I just thought ogre just meant ogre. I didn't know.
I know, but Michonne...
You know, I didn't read The Lord of the Rings like you, Sammy, so I don't know what God, Tolkien, have told you about black people. So maybe that's where you got that from. So, Yes.
Goddamn.
But Michonne's softened up, though, really. She's not the same.
What are you talking about? I mean, if anything, Michonne, she's there. She listens to one sense of herself saying, hey, this place is good to be trusted, but at the same time, I don't want to believe the hype too much. But then, you know, she could be a cop with Rick as well. So they both would be cops together. So why not?
But who needs the police there? There's like five people living there.
They got a lot of people there. And they're definitely going to need the police too. Because that asshole that all pissed off at Glenn. So. And then he's going to need the cops for the dude smoking in the darkness.
So. Fucking Aiden though, right? I'm telling you. A little shit.
Which little shit?
I can't stand it. Aiden.
Who's that?
Deanna's son.
Who's that?
The one who took out Glenn, Tara, and Noah?
No, I'm still confused.
With the supply run?
Oh, that guy. Just call him the asshole. That's easy.
Yeah, Glenn fucking...
Yeah, knocked him in the air as one shot.
Yeah, Glenn fucking took his ass out.
It worries me with Glenn, because he's starting to become more important again. I think he's a dead man walking now.
Yeah.
No, I got a feeling he's gonna bite the dust.
Now,
if he doesn't go buy a baseball bat, I'm gonna be pissed. He has to go buy a baseball bat. He has to go out brutal and intense. He has to.
Now, it was a bit much for me too to kind of see call meeting up with the kids, younger kids, or the kids his age.
Are you just upset because they're playing video games and not watching them like you would?
Yeah, that definitely worked. Thank you, Wayne. So well, my friend. Yeah, and then you can already see a little love budding between him and this girl who got found. Not a grateful girl.
Was that the bitch that he saw kind of at the very start, like outside?
In a window?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. I thought that was like a hologram.
Ghost.
Hallucination.
It looks similar, because I'm looking at the photo now that had that shot, and it looks similar to that, I can't remember what her name was, that bitch that didn't, yeah, who was running and sneaking around and shit.
Enid. I think that, yeah.
What'd you say her name was?
Enid. Well, how the fuck do they say it?
I don't know. Enid. E-N-I-D.
Yeah, it's E-N. Yeah.
The bitch is running around.
Yeah, The one who fucking takes off into the middle of the wilderness in the dark when there's fucking walkers around. Bitch gonna get bit.
But, however, there's a thing now, but they're saying that there's supposed rumors that she could be connected to the wolf pack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which, I don't know, I'm just reading this shit here where it says it's true or not. As suspicions believe that she has something to do with the wolves, or the wolf pack, as known, that you've seen written on the walls. I'm like, okay, fair enough. Hope not.
It's definitely a possibility.
She ain't a wolf. Look at her. She's a puppy. She can't be a wolf. She's a puppy. Wolves are wolves.
I don't know. Carl seems like a wolf.
I tell you, the moment they bring those wolves back in, I will be all for this show. If they're badass guys called the Wolves, my favorite show. I'm all for it. Show. Bring in the wolf pack. That's what I'm waiting to see. I just felt they had to say, it was interesting, but it just seemed like one big sleepover. It was.
They're the one who chose to make it a sleepover. They had the houses to themselves, but no. You know, that's on them.
Yeah, I don't blame them. You want to be safe. You don't want to be sleeping in some strange town with all these weirdos.
And before we finish up, too, last week, there was a lot of homophobic comments last week.
There was, yeah.
That were getting sent to the AMC because of the two gay guys kissing.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Look, the world is never gonna change. As I said, but you can have the most violent show there. People are being killed and brutalized, but yet, for some reason, Game of Thrones will get away with it. But this show won't because it's more of a mainstream thing. It's like two different class of people watching two different shows. And you're like, fucking just get over it. Yeah. Well, we'll joke.
There's the one class of people that really think the show or the series is good. And then there's the other class of people who just...
Yeah, but like, I'm making jokes of it and shit like that. But you know what? I don't give a shit. You can have them sucking each other off on the bloody show. I don't care. I couldn't care if they're gay, straight. Couldn't give a shit. Just give me something entertaining. I'm all for it. I'm happy. Couldn't care if they're gay, lesbian, fucking midgets, interracial couple. Couldn't give a fuck. You know, as long as it's entertaining, who cares? And they're good characters.
Right. I mean, for you to have the nerve to sit there and write a letter to AMC saying, I don't like to see that by ass kissing on TV while I'm watching my manly show, Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, because The Walking Dead's so fucking manly. Do they not realize this is a fucking soap opera?
Yeah, seeing Rick in the shower, so manly. Yeah.
So that's what I'll do, because I know I'll survive in the apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
I'll survive with those zombies. Me and my guns and my first American ride.
They took our jobs. That's who all those motherfuckers remind me of. Just those fuckwits from South Park, I swear to God. Any type of complaint about, you can't have two gay guys kissing, or just say bloody Rick ends up making out with Michonne or something. Oh, you can't have two interracial couples. Like, fuck off. Seriously? We're past all that shit. Who cares? Like, I guarantee you, that's why half of them don't like Glenn, because he's banging Maggie.
See, I don't like when that little Asian is, fighting off and hitting all the white men in the face.
Yeah, you know, fuck with Glenn.
Kicked his fucking ass. It was great.
Yeah, but it proves that thing, like, where they're saying that they're obviously weak. If, you know, these guys can... They had no trouble, because then Daryl took the other guy out fucking one move, and it's like, yeah, if they wanted to, they could take this place in no time.
Yeah, but they chose not to, because they still got to learn everything. They still need to learn what's going on.
Nah, just take it over.
I think that's probably what's going to happen. Things are going to start, like, falling apart, and that they're going to have to take more of a leadership role. Because, like they said, they are weak. These people are soft. They're actually really soft. They don't understand, like, what it is, what it's like out there. And they just, oh god, like, just seeing Aiden and Nicholas out there doing the fucking supply run, right?
Yeah, and even, like, yeah, Glenn's kind of like, you motherfuckers have no idea what the hell you're doing. You're playing around. Eventually, they should have done a Shane, just shot him in the leg, let him get killed, and say, oh yeah, they were taken out. You know, they got eaten. That's what they should have done. I tell you, this is what that world needs. They need Shane back. He wouldn't fuck around.
They need Shane back.
I think
they need Merle back.
Oh, Merle, Shane, bring them all back. I'd love to see him living in a community. Like, put them in a show together with, like, T-Dog and all that living in the house. Perfect show.
Yeah, there we go. Well, I enjoyed it for the most part. It was a little different.
I can't believe you said it's one of your favorite ones. I'm that surprised.
It's because he's fucking into those older white women.
Oh, yeah. Living, and he likes electricity and fucking running water and all that shit.
Living in a nice suburban house, I mean.
Look, I found, I mean, compared to the last two episodes, it was a lot better. But it's still just a lot of, like, just talking and misplacing. Like, we know all that. Just kind of move it along. You have something happen. It needs to happen by next week. Otherwise, I'm starting to lose it. Honestly, like, I know it's a build-up, but it's kind of like, it's been building up. And it's building up to leading to this place, and then there's going to be a build-up to all the shit going on here. It's like, I just want something to happen. Just something. Give us killer character off. I don't care. Have a piano fall on Rick's head. I don't care. Just something.
No!
Okay, fall on, I don't know.
Well, at least we got Gotham.
Mullet head.
So. Oh, God! Don't kill me. Don't fucking kill me. Y'all have Gotham to look forward to. You know what I'm looking forward to? Fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, thank you. That show needs to come back badly.
Well, Vikings, I guess I want back if you care.
Huh?
Vikings is back.
Oh yeah, look, I've never seen Vikings yet. I want to watch Vikings, but it's just something I haven't got into.
Yeah, you should. You should.
And Vikings and no Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Vikings and Game of Thrones. I fucking help. I'm plowing through House of Cards right now. It's amazing. Everything's great. I've got so much good things to watch. I'm into it. So how about we wrap this up right now?
Yeah. Let's do it. Final thoughts then, people? Do you want me to go first? Since I always fucking just say, yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. Look, I didn't obviously like this episode as much as you two did. I like the chemistry between the characters, however, and the fact that Rick finally cleaned himself up. I know you hated it. I liked it, because I don't like seeing Hobo fucking Glenn. Hobo Rick. It just irritates me. It really is. However, I like Carl a lot in this episode. He started to do a lot more shit than just being a background character again, which, yeah, I like seeing that. I like seeing, especially the interview with him, where he's talking about, and they say, oh, yeah, we're sorry you lost your mom. He's like, I didn't just lose, I killed her. And that's it. I'm like, oh, okay. But obviously we knew why he had to kill her, which I like that, the fact that he's, you can tell he's still got issues with that, having to kill her and shit like that, and that's kind of cool to see, and he's very protective of Judith, and even seeing Rick freak out, for just the 1 second he couldn't see Carl and Judith, he's like, where the fuck are they, and he took out that stupid statue of an owl, or whatever the fuck that thing was, I can't remember. What did they say she was building, some stupid bloody bird, or whatever the fuck that was, but yeah, overall, too much bed talk, too much sleeping around. Just, I need something more. I need something. I want that guy smoking on his porch to shoot Rick or do something. You know, add some excitement to it. But overall, like, entertaining, but yeah, just give me a little more. I just need something extra.
Okay.
Right,
that's all I got.
I guess I'll go then. Yeah, I enjoyed this episode. It was nice to see a little change up within the characters, to kind of see them sit down and kind of get their own views of how they feel about the world and what's going on. I can put myself in the people that actually have the houses that live in that city. You know, it's like me trying to understand these people and bringing them in. I enjoy how everyone is trying to kind of figure out their roles and what should they do. And then the one great spot they had in this episode was when the lady came into the house and she said, look at all these people with different backgrounds and everything pulled together. So, you know, it would make Martin Luther King proud.
To oh, go show, you, Martin Luther
King. To show how everybody are kind of working together. So, when I see people of all different types of background work together, it make me happy. So, I'll give this a, yeah, definitely see it.
Sure.
No gay zombie out of the four.
So. Oh, fucking those gay zombies. Gay zombies are back. Oh, fuck. I legitimately hate that fucking noise. I legitimately, like, my core, everything, just like, I fucking hate that. Okay. Remember, was it the greatest episode that I've seen so far in this series? No. But was it a great continuation of the second one where I got to see Alexandria and got to be introduced to the characters that we're going to probably be with for the next half of the season, maybe even onwards? I'm really enjoying the certain dynamics of, like, watching our group, like, really interact with their group and how you see that polarity there and with how they are essentially weak, how they've become soft and how they've become placated because they're like, oh, no, we're safe with our fucking 10-feet walls. Well, even in the prison, our group never went soft. They were always hard. They were always working. They were always, you know, very rigid and careful. Rick went soft for a bit there, and we all saw what happened there, so he knows better than to go soft. I'm really enjoying Carol stepping up her game again by being an amazing character, by essentially trying to fool these people into thinking that they're just, you know, she's just a little housewife, so she's going to play that game. She's going to play it good. She's going to play it hard. I'm really worried about Carl. I think he's going to fall into that, you know, teenager thing where, like, oh, I'm hanging out with the boys, I got video games, there's this cute girl. I'm really afraid of that, and he's going to really fall into that. Rick, I'd like to take a moment of silence for Rick's beard, if you can. Oh, God. Because, I miss that thing so bad.
Fuck Rick's beard.
God damn.
There you go.
Fucking so sad. Anyways, the fact that Daryl realizes that he can't fit into this kind of community, he has no actual place there. And I think the people of Deanna really understands that and knows that and can see that. And Daryl knows it too, but obviously everybody wants to keep Daryl, especially Carol, around because, you know, stay together, right? That's what they are. They're together in this. I really enjoyed Glenn beating the shit out of that one kid because fuck that kid. I hate that kid. I hope he fucking dies. I really need to see him die before the end of the season. I really do. I can't fucking stand him. I think he's a piece of shit. I think he's a fucking piece of shit. I really do.
No, tell us what you really think of him.
I really don't like Aiden. But they're all really coming. I think we're going to be in this area for a very long while. And I think Rick summed it up very nicely at the end, right? Like, when he said, we won't get weak. That's not in us anymore. We'll make it work. And if they can't make it, we'll just take this place. Well, and that's amazing. That's such a huge, like, that shows them how big of a survivor that our group is. And I love it. And I love the fact that Rick is now back in that fucking cop costume. I love that.
Oh, yeah, man in uniform. Man in uniform.
It is good. I wonder if Michonne's going to put one on.
Oh, I should have to.
Oh, God. And when are those two going to start banging? Holy fuck. All in all, great episode. It was a great episode. Cinematography was great. Great. Greg Nicotero can fucking direct a Walking Dead episode. We all know that. Was this superbly written? No. Could it have been better? Yes. But all in all, I really enjoyed it. As per usual.
Yeah, as per usual. Yeah, we know it's your favorite show. But I guess then that is it, people. I guess, well, how many? We've only got how many more episodes to go? Like, four? Oh, something like five?
Like, something like that. Oh, my God. Talk, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and then it'll be all over again, and then, oh, we'll have to be waiting for the Game of Thrones to come back.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
But yes, that is it, people. Once again, congratulations to Mr. P1 and Mr. Cody Williams for being nominated again, the bastards. But, this is it. Worked their asses off, well-deserved, and you know what? In some ways, that is... we're not nominated for it, but, you know, we're all a part of it, and so are the fans for actually making that shit happen. But now... you got to make them win that shit. Must happen.
Please vote for them.
Because Master P1 would be whipping us. He'll be whipping us hard. He'll be making us work extra hard if we don't win.
Yeah. I think he's going to quit this, shut down the site if you don't win this year.
Yeah, he said something like that. He said he'll hand the reins over to Jordan Marquez, and we don't want that to happen.
Oh, my God, no. Don't. No, 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 no.
Yeah, he's taking a bit out of spite. because he got some good fans, and his fans love him. So,
as I said,
show the love by voting.
I really hope today that Tommy wins over an award over him before he does, because that would be hilarious.
God damn, Tommy.
That would be priceless.
God, don't kill me.
Yes, people, and yeah, we'll be back again with Better Call Saul, Gotham, all the usual shit, so The Darkness, all those shows yet to come. And if you haven't heard it by now, we did the podcast awards show, and me and P1 finished fired up for the fucking longest time in a month, so that's it, people. I have been Mr. Wayne, and I'll say goodbye, and I'll hand you over to the other two. Say goodbye, Sam. See you.
Nah, I'm Chicago John.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Rick's Beard, and we're leaving.
Peace.
See you, babe.
Bye. I'm so sad.
Say goodbye to Rick's Beard. Farewell. Aww.